Every 2 seconds, someone across the globe suffers a symptomatic stroke. The World Stroke Organization Global Stroke Services Guidelines and Action Plan are the WSO's clinical practice guidelines for stroke and is a synopsis of the core recommendations and quality indicators adapted from 10 high-quality multinational stroke guidelines. The guidelines were compiled by authors Patrice Lindsay, Karen Fury, Stephen Davis, Jeff Donnan and Bo Norving. I'm Carmen Lev Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Patrice Lindsay, lead author and compiler of these guidelines and Committee Chair of the IGS Guidelines Committee. Patty, if you could give us a little bit of a background on the World Stroke Guidelines that have just been published, and also give us a little bit of an idea of why it's important to have developed and published these guidelines.
The World Stroke Organization, through our membership, is very aware that there's significant and large disparities in stroke care delivery across all geographic regions, locations, and through these disparities, many patients are not getting even minimal acceptable levels of stroke care, which directly impacts their ability to fully recover from a stroke, and it impacts their long-term outcomes, prognosis, and ability to fully participate in their normal activities following a stroke. Through the World Stroke Organization, they're very committed to closing some of these gaps to push patients to achieve better outcomes through the services of the healthcare system. The World Stroke Organization Global Stroke Services Guideline and Action Plan is a major step forward in addressing some of these gaps in care across different regions, across different socioeconomic areas. So through the action plan, we have identified the most critical basic elements of stroke care that can be implemented anywhere from very rural areas with sporadic healthcare accessibility to large urban cities. So the guideline and the action plan provides a model of service delivery where we identify three broad categories of access to services, one being the most minimal, where there isn't coordinated health care of any level, and it's usually smaller villages and communities. Our intermediate level, which is our essential services, are areas where there is some degree of coordinated health care that is able to provide some of the core essential elements of stroke care. And finally, advanced stroke services, which include access to specialists, access to more advanced diagnostic imaging, and access to more sophisticated or harder to come by drug therapies. So that's our model for service delivery. And then embedded within that are a list of 28 recommendations in terms of things that should be delivered as part of stroke care, from assessments to pharmacotherapies, including hyperacute treatment with thrombolysis. It also then talks about care during hospitalization, types of rehabilitation access, and reintegration back into the community in a safe and safe way that's promoting recovery to its fullest. All of the recommendations that are included in the Global Stroke Guideline and Action Plan are based on the highest available levels of research evidence that we currently have. They've all been vetted through a broad audience of stroke specialists who come from all different regions and socioeconomic service access worldwide, so these are very relevant at any level. And they also include supporting information such as performance measures, which are really important to determine what's being implemented and the extent and the impact of those implementations on patients and their outcomes.
If you were a stroke physician in the outer reaches of Namibia and you had very little tools at your, at your disposal, how would these stroke guidelines benefit you?
These stroke guidelines are very applicable to people who are dealing with very small communities. They provide information that could be taught to visiting health workers who then, when they're in the villages, can actually teach families who are very, very involved in the care of their loved ones in those regions, as well as all regions. So we've identified with each recommendation whether it's applicable to those basic levels, to the essential level or the advanced level. We specify for every recommendation who should be able to implement to some degree.
Would you recommend the use of these guidelines for people in highly developed countries?
Most definitely. So in high developed countries, the guidelines can very much be used as a self-assessment, as an opportunity to see if you are meeting all the essential elements of stroke care as defined by these guidelines, and also to push in areas that you may be lacking, because everyone always has one area they're weaker in. So these apply to everybody with the inclusion of the performance measures that also helps the most advanced groups to ensure that they're giving a comprehensive self-assessment.
You've just been listening to Patrice Lindsay from the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada. She is also on the Guidelines Committee for the World Stroke Organization and the Guidelines Committee Chair for the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.